This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. 1 in 10 Boston residents show signs they've had the coronavirus, but 9 out of 10 are still vulnerable. That's the summary from a sample of 750 Boston City employees and residents who agreed to be tested over the past 2 weeks. WBUR's Martha Bibinger has more on how the results will shape plans to reopen Boston.
A week ago Thursday, Michael Silprizio pulled his car into a tent outside Suffolk Downs for the first of 2 tests. A woman in full-body protective gear pricked his finger for an antibody test. It would show whether Silprizio had been infected with the coronavirus, even though he hadn't had symptoms.
She drew the blood. She put it into the bag. She said, okay, you can move on to the next tent.
Silprizio drove to the next group of people covered in hoods and bodysuits.
And they said, just sit back, put your head back, and did the nasal swabs, one in each nostril. If it was 5 minutes, that was a lot. And I was on my way.
Silprizio works in the property management department for the city of Boston and has been out and about. He has a family, including 2 young children, and worried about whether he might be among the 40% or so of people who have the coronavirus but never have a fever, cough, shortness of breath, or lose their sense of smell. For Silprizio, both tests came back negative. Silprizio says it gives him peace of mind but won't change anything.
I don't see myself, you know, starting to throw parties or not wearing a mask or not using hand sanitizer. I'm still going to comply fully with, you know, all the orders and advice being given out by the mayor.
As in Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who says the results tell him pretty much the same thing. Walsh says the city's social distancing guidelines and the requirement that everyone wear a mask while in public have helped slow the spread of the infection and will remain in place for the near future.
If 10% does reflect the citywide antibody presence, then 90% of the people in the city of Boston have not been exposed. It's still not known whether antibodies indicate some degree of immunity, but the vast majority of Bostonians are still vulnerable to this infection.
Epidemiologists suggest communities will still be vulnerable until there's a vaccine or until 60 to 70% of the population have antibodies. But even then, as Walsh said, there's no proof that having antibodies for the coronavirus means widespread immunity, as it might for other diseases. The lead researcher on the testing project, Dr. John Iafredi from Massachusetts General Hospital, says he knows many people are anxious to find out what a positive antibody test result means.
We'd love to offer them some source of comfort in this time. If you have antibodies, it actually is good news for the individual. It means they came through it and they did well. We just are counseling people. That does not mean that you can be reckless, because if you get exposed again, we don't know what that means.
There are questions about the accuracy of antibody tests. The company that makes the one used for this study pulled it from the U.S. market this week for revisions. Iafredi says MGH ran its own assessment and is confident in the results. But accuracy issues about tests on the market add to cautions about using them to determine when and how businesses, for example, will reopen. Here's Boston's Chief of Health and Human Services, Marty Martinez.
We know that some employers have looked at testing as a way to think about immunity moving forward as we think about reopening. But as the doctor explained, we do not have enough information to show you whether or not antibodies will protect you from future infection.
The Baker administration is even more direct in guidance posted this week. It says antibody testing should not be used right now to decide who can return to work. But Governor Baker says if tests become more accurate, they could be a useful tool. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Bibinger.